Chapter 70. The task force met the following day, just before the change of shift, to go over the case, which had become multiple cases. Like cancer, the evil had grown, metastasized, and touched too many lives. "We've cleared the death of Stan Dempsey," Lieutenant Dawes said. "There will be no further action with that." "What's going to happen with his body?" Kovac asked. "Is his daughter coming back to make arrangements?" "No, she said to take money from Stan's bank account to, her words, take care of it." Tippin gave a low whistle. How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have an ungrateful child.
"Hey, that was my line," Elwood complained.
"The Bard is part of the public domain, my friend, free to one and all."
"That's not right," Kovac said, ignoring them. "Dempsey was one of us. Sure, he went nuts in the end, but he was one of us. We should take care of him. We were his family."
Dawes nodded. "I agree. I'll see what we can do. I can tell you the brass isn't going to authorize anything in light of what happened. Talk to your PBA rep, maybe the union can help out."
"We'll pass the hat," Kovac said. "Leave the union out of it. We'll do this for Stan like the friends we never were."
Nods and murmurs went around the table. Kovac figured everyone who had ever worked with Stan Dempsey or ignored Stan Dempsey or made fun of